at the USFRA booth at Commodity Classic, and with me is Mike Geske, who is one of the board members, a Missouri farmer, right?
Correct. I am on the Missouri Corn Board and the National Corn Board and represent them on the USFRA, U.S. Farm and Ranch Alliance Board of Directors.
So how long have you been on the USFRA board, though?
This is my third year.
We know a lot about some of the organizations and groups that currently support USFRA, but for those of us, you know, maybe there are some people who don't, tell us a bit about USFRA and what really you're trying to accomplish.
Okay, well, we are an affiliation. We have 87 currently members, different groups, and our task is to present one voice of agriculture to consumers, food bloggers, media. You know, we have had people telling the story of agriculture from a different vantage point. We've not had very many people telling the agriculture story from the farmer's viewpoint, and that's the niche we're trying to fill.
Well, how are you helping to balance the efforts of those activists who don't know that much about agriculture, but they're more than willing to tell you how to do your job? How are you helping to balance that?
Well, we have a lot of things that we're doing. We have the Food Dialogues is one of our signature features, and we've brought together panels that include people on both sides of the issue, food bloggers, food scientists, and farmers and ranchers. And then we've had the debate, an open debate, so people can listen to both sides of the issue and hear the ag. That's one thing we've done. Of course, we have the Farmland film that we commissioned from, I guess you could say, from James Mull, award-winning director, which does a great job of showing consumers what life is like on the farm because there's so much misperception. We have the Faces of Farming program, and we are training young farmers and ranchers, 4 to 6 at a time, how to carry our message out to the public, and then we move them around at different venues, try to expose them, and we're trying to use all kinds of social media, things that that young millennials are using, and you know, they're very interested in where their food's coming from. They want to know that it's safe and produced in a sustainable manner, and so there are many different avenues that we're trying to take in order to take our story.
Well, the millennials you mentioned, this is obviously the coveted group of anyone to be able to reach them with their message. And so these young people that you're pulling in, these young faces of farming, that is a way that you're that's helping you to try to communicate with those millennials?
Absolutely. You know, our faces, as an example, our farmers and ranchers that are in this year's crop of farmers and faces of farming ranchers, they had a Valentine's Day tweet chat, and they had over 100 people asking them questions, and we're going to expand on that and do more of that, you know. So we're trying to find unique ways of reaching them.
That's really cool. Well, of course, you've been involved in farming for a long time and farming organizations both on the state and national level. So why do you think that all of agriculture should be a part of USFRA and help with this effort?
Well, we are all affected by this same food conversation that's going on in the United States. It's not exclusive to any commodity. People want to know their food is safe and produced in a sustainable manner, and we have to all collectively address that and educate the public about why it is. Because if we don't, they're going to dictate how we're able to farm in the future, and we don't need rules that are based on wrong facts.
So right now there's, what, 80-some?
We're at 87 right now and growing. It grew rapidly from a meeting of just a handful, you know, and it just kind of exploded because so many groups understand the need, you know, but we need more. There are others out there that are not members, and we really need them to join with us.
And part of the reason is, like, the food dialogues, which have been really important, are very expensive to put on, aren't they?
They are. You know, the research we do. We do our own proprietary research to see how people are hearing our message and to determine what works. And we found out a lot of the messaging that we've done over the last years has not been effective, you know. And so that's very, very beneficial.
Yeah, so, and everybody in agriculture is going to benefit. So it's nice if everybody helps to contribute to it, right? All right. Thank you very much, Mike. At Commodity Classic, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.